Art and Bullshit Podcast.
You're rocking with the best.
Art and Bullshit Podcast.
We are here, back for another episode of the Art and BS Podcast, the podcast by artists, for artists and art lovers. I am your host from the West Coast, broadcasting from the slums of the Cultural Arts District. Wait, hold on. Nah, it's the Mural District. I'm sorry. Let me put some respect on. You know what I'm saying? The broadcaster from the heart of the Mural District. You know what I mean? Let's get some housekeeping out the way. Shouts to the cats over on Apple holding us down. Hit us with that 5-star, that review. Turn them notifications on. Family over on Spotify, we see you. Hit us with that 5-star. Yo, end of the year wrapped up, man. Listen, we'll be back for that. Real cats over on Patreon, the fam. Yeah. We appreciate y'all too. You know what I'm saying? We in here. All of the cats on the miscellaneous apps was popping with you and was good. Let's get some announcements out the way. You know what I'm saying? But hold up, real quick, the plugs. You guys in the Fresno, California area code, you need some new ink. Hit up Widow's Walk Tattoo. You tired of your calf piece being blown out? You know what I'm saying? That ink oozing? That ain't cool. Hit up Widow's Walk Tattoo. You looking for something dark, something that just got real tooth and bite to it? You know what I'm saying? Hit up Widow's Walk Tattoo. You looking for a place that's extremely sanitary because you tired of getting staph infections from your cousin Larry? Hit up Widow's Walk Tattoo. Jason and Laura Graham, fine tattoo artists, guests of the Art and BS Podcast. So if you guys are in Fresno, California, hit them up. They are located in Sun Stereo Warehouse. And also have some respect for your artwork. Put a Vatican on it. Vatican Custom Framery. Nigel, if you listening, what's up with that Flemish corner? I'm still waiting on that. Oh, let me get that. So yeah, we are running a little long. So announcements. Next, let's see, the first Thursday of May. Let me get my dates right. The first Thursday of May, May 4th, I will be at the Fresno Black Chamber of Commerce, Fresno Metro Black Chamber of Commerce. Let me get it right. Let me put some respect on it. Closing out my show, titled A Painter's Resolve, and we'll talk about what went into this show in a second, because it's been a minute. Y'all miss me? Nope. Actually, it's funny to be out and see people and then they like, yo man, what's up with the pod. And for a while, you guys, okay, anyway, we'll get to that in a second. We're still on announcements. What else we got? Do I got stuff for sale? Oh, yeah, I do. We got some block prints. We have some paintings. I have a typography series. So if you guys are interested in your favorite letter, you know what I'm saying? If your name is Ricky and you want a little R, you know what I'm saying? For your bedroom, a little 5x7 acrylic on acrylic joint, you know what I mean? Acrylic marker on acrylic spray paint, you know what I mean? Hit your boy up. We also got oil paintings. I'm probably opening up my commissions for some pet portraits. I like to do like 2 every so often, but you know, anyway, so that's announcements. So if you guys are in Fresno, California, hit up Art Hop next week after that, May 4th, whenever that is, and slide through. Oh, yeah, and also special congratulations to Vegan Masoyan, Art and BS family. Let's get this nigga. Congrats. Man, hold on, wait. Yeah. Okay, yeah, cut that short, nigga. Vegan was at Fresno City Hall last month, and showed out, 20 monochromatic, you know what I'm saying, acrylic Johns. But anyway, all right, so first time listeners, we appreciate you guys. Returning family members,
you saw me just get out of the whip. We here. Ill nigga alert.
James, you done spent 4 minutes and 58 seconds on announcements. What we doing? Hey, look, before we get to this music, I'm back. I'm gonna start, putting out content consistently once again. I've been doing a lot to focus on my painting and really, you know, we're going to get to this episode. That's what this episode is going to be about. Where has James been at? But also, if you guys have enjoyed this podcast, man, please, if you have an extra dollar, there is a donations link in the description of every episode for Cash App, PayPal. I also have Venmo on the R&BS podcast page and the James page. There should be QR codes for donations because this thing is funded by your boy, James Gerolds. And I don't know, is this episode 140, 141, something like that? I don't know where we at. But I will tell you this, that it's been a long road and we've done, you know, as best we can to, this might be episode 140, to, you know, bring you guys quality content from DJ Qbert to Fahamu Paco to Monica Ikegwu. Shouts for being on Forbes for the cover too. To, you know what I'm saying, Nigel Robertson, to, I mean, Susie at the Hagen. I mean, dude, your boy. So if you have an extra dollar for your homie to hold, and what does that dollar go towards? No, it don't go towards coffee. No, it don't go towards weed. It goes toward making this podcast a better experience, because there are a lot of things I'd like to do with this thing. And I feel like proof of concept, 140 episodes in the tuck. That's a party platter. We don't give a, but I say that to say, you guys have seen what I can do with like absolutely minimal like resources. And shout outs to the podcast listeners, you know what I'm saying, who have, you know, consistently cop stuff, Patreon, fam, special shouts to Post Safe Beats, you know what I'm saying, as St. Louis. Yeah, let me get do some air horns, man. I'm real cat. Yeah, but if you guys got a dollar, it would go out, you know, to help. It would go to help this podcast hit the next level, and it just makes things a lot easier, because if we can do all of this with nothing, if you, man, y'all, if everybody that gave a dollar, just the people who listen to the solo episodes, just gave $1 per episode, like, hey, I like that music, here's a dollar, you know what I'm saying? It would, yo, y'all, it, this thing would just, it would be crazy. We would have video. I'd be pulling up on every, on Chris DTC and, you know what I'm saying, Apart and all, you know what I'm saying? And Jeremy Fish and all, and who else said yes? Natalia Fabia, like all these people who have said yes, but we just got to get to them. So, you know what I'm saying? This is a moment of intense vulnerability from your boy, but we don't want to hear all that. We don't care about none of that. Get to the music. What we doing? Where we at? Summertime, where you at? Podcast family, what up? All my painters, I see you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Let me show you how to make a face.
Where we at? Starting to warm up on y'all. It's varnishing weather. Gesso and weather, baby. What y'all paying me? You got that gouache. You got the oils. You got that spray paint. You got that acrylic. You know what I'm saying? All my frame makers, what's up? All my scholars, I see. Warming up, you know what I'm saying? Fellas, you might have to break out your hoochie daddy shorts, you know what I'm saying? I'm kidding, I don't want to see you, you know what I'm saying? Man, listen, we out here. Shout out to all the ladies breaking hearts and breaking pockets, securing bags and popping tags.
Sweet days of summer, the jasmine's in bloom. July is dressed up and playing a tune. When I come home from a hard day's
vibing now. Extended intros. Something smooth. What's he doing? I don't know. It's the Isley Brothers, though, if you ain't know.
Feel the arms reaching out to hold me in the evening.
Just letting this rock for y'all so y'all can just feel all the samples that have been derived from this magic right here.
Makes me feel fine.
Let me show you how to make a baby.
The jasmine in my mind.
Oh, my God. Keep going.
Yeah,
we here. Summertime, we here. Turn me up on this one. Might have to roll down the windows, you know what I'm saying? Might have to twist something up. Smoke it if you got it, sip it if you got it.
Tell you the truth. These girls on the loose. I'll put up with you, babe. There's some things I won't take. Maybe don't feed me false. Yeah, that turns me off.
Hear me.
If I ask, would you say, wanna be the last girl to be your place?
Mm-hmm.
You're making me so high now.
We out here, man. You know what I'm saying, ladies? I see y'all. I see the sundress is covered out, man. We here. I'm not trying. I'm just. Observing and you know what I'm saying, enjoying all of the peace, love, and light that's out here.
Art and Bullshit Podcast.
Oh, man. It's hard to keep a straight face.
Things you want me to do. Don't need to sit down and talk. Already know what you are. Plastic on the floor, but it ain't from
For real though, we out here. I would like to say this though, ladies, y'all gotta ease up. Fellas, I see y'all being on point, keeping it respectful. Some of us been messing up. We don't claim them niggas, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, ladies, you know what I'm saying? Ease up, you know what I'm saying? Dudes, we human out here, you know what I'm saying? Take y'all home, no, man. This is Genevieve, Baby Powder. That's what I do, though.
Art and bullshit podcast.
Let's take y'all home with some bars, man. Let's go.
Art and Bullshit Podcast.
Yeah, gotta take y'all home with some bars. You know what I'm saying? You know how we do it.
We never know what you're doing under pressure. If nothing challenged you, grown up counting the next nigga's money. Can't even count on you. Humble yourself, cause you're never too big to be held accountable. And what you would do to help us speak volumes, try to be valuable. Don't lose your honor, think that it'd be insurmountable. Exercise your right to shut up, no reason to get shit out of you. You could be a famous pawn, no confused influence with powerful. Know what you're worth, they gon' only mistreat you if you allow them to. Live every day like my last day, don't know when we'll have to go soon. If I get stabbed in the back again, hit it, just open old wounds. Life is a roll of dice, shooting mine on the floors of showrooms. Leave it all out in the court for them. Broken doors when I go through it. If I love you, then it'll be good intentions forever. Embrace your struggle. Struggle helps you prepare for days better. Life is a puzzle. It'll make sense when you put shit together. Haters amongst you. Resort to your misery. I can never. Would you believe me?
If I told take you I would never betray you. Lloyd Banks, you know what I'm saying?
Your loved ones the player. If you should need me, then I spend no expense if I'm able. This life ain't easy.
Like, be careful with your music. James, we're trying this on. No, let's go.
Damn,
let's go. Take y'all home, let's go. Turn me up.
Drive that Lambo, felt like on speed race. There's no richer cause I'm really like I'm dream chasing. I've been getting money since a teenager. Stick dirty, pop dirty, but got clean. Bought me a G6 and now my jaw locked.
It's the kid with the distinctive voice. You know I'm just like Carl Thomas. Stop playing
with the Molly. I got bar hobbies. Fuck this rapper, this shit felt and I'm gonna start robbing. Yeah. Sticky on me, tuck, bitch, I'm a demon. Rollie blingy, got a bitch, she look like Sweetie. Fuck her good, she eat my semen. Only sip that Kiki, I be fiending, cause I need it. Got a chopper on my Cito 103, I call it G-Dog. BBS is diamonds, I don't wear average. Bust, got a brand new FN, and I like to stare at it. Bitch, I'm really up, just like to stare at it.
Certified, Ray
with me, he gon' blow shit like a head gas.
He don't sell dope, scam, drop bodies, you can't hang with us. Yeah, all we posting up is our game members. Yeah, she got certified, got a uris and both ears. She want me to urinate on, I ain't got no chill. Fuck this tall yellow shit, look like Naomi Campbell. This to an Eliante diamond, this a high number. Pinky ring cost a nigga about a brick or dollar.
Came
from selling dope and stashing bricks inside the wall. Man, that hoe you tryna wipe, I smash it, no call. Should've been a pimp, bitch, beg me to take it off.
Drug check,
you made a million, I'm summer, a little dog.
I'll bet get go on the R&B. Appreciate it real when we got.
Take the rep, show money, I'm going buying bills. They gon' slide when they come through, they get a ops here. Money, good pussy, promethazine, all I ever need. And every day we do the dash for 12 high speed.
Jason
got
Graham
my motor in the trunk with some very loud pipes. Put on 20 diamond chains, got on very loud ice. Got the bando going crazy with the green and the white. You can hear the money machine beeping while we shooting dice. I was raised up with junkies and I came out that zoo. AK clip with the monkey nut, shoot it till your hand blue. I get doped up on these Adderall, I treat it like food. Count some millions on my hand and I still ain't through. Had to get away some of my bitches, all these bitches I run through. All these streets I be from Japan, all these bitches come through.
Drive that Lambo fast like I'm speed racing.
Alright, man, y'all, man, listen.
We just gonna use that as is. Yo, my grandma bumped this shit, bro. That ass.
Art and Bullshit Podcast.
Episode 140 of the Art and BS Podcast, a podcast by artists for artists and art lovers. Get comfortable, James. You can be here for a second. How comfortable should I get? Oh, wait, hold on. I'm about to get real comfortable. One second on, y'all. About to one take Jake this. We here. I'm coming, man. You comfortable, man. Adjust all this. Yeah. Pat, pat, pat. Okay. So, what we've been doing, where we've been at. Let's start with peace and love to the Art and BS family. Hopefully, you guys have been well. Hopefully, everything's been good with you. You've been maintaining your mental health, staying properly hydrated, getting proper rest. Mitigating your blood glucose levels and making sure that that stuff is maintained. And yeah, man, gotta balance that. Avoid mood swings. Tell somebody you love them. Life is short. So, James, where you been at? Where do we start? So, I've been painting. Okay, so I had to make a decision. I really didn't have to, but There came a point where I was like, okay, let me really kind of dial in my creative process and really try to get this painting thing done. And we're all over the map. I don't like these levels. Hold on real quick. All right, so I'll stop recording. We recording again. We here. We doing this. We
art and bullshit.
See, okay, all right, that sounds a lot better. But that's weird. My levels look super low. So let me try adjust this. Do 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 do. Turn my mic up. Is that better, y'all? Y'all hear me? Good? Good? Yeah, there we go. Okay, cool. Cause I don't have to do all that well with y'all. Okay, so you know what's interesting? Here, let me do that. Okay, boom. Is that good? Is that working? We good? Okay. James, get it together. Okay, I'll clip all that out. Don't even worry about it. Okay, so we're here. You know what's interesting, you guys, is, oh yeah, and shout out to everybody coming off Ramadan, you know what I'm saying? Have a nice Eid. Moving to where I, because there's a lot to go into. Okay, so boom, Black Chamber of Commerce. What came before that? Last time we were on here, it was like Roski, and I'm not sure. I did a show out in River Park for Black History Month. Then after that, boom, we had the Black Chamber of Commerce. And you know what's interesting about art and being in this community, you guys, I've got a chance to kind of work on my chops, and you know, I really had to make some decisions, like, all right, but what I've noticed is, like, pounding the pavement with my face is something that I need to do also in tandem with working on my craft. So it's like, artists, I get it. Sometimes we, a lot of us are introverts. People look at me and they be like, oh, James, you're an extrovert. But I think I have a battery, and it's just the capacity for my introvert battery might be larger than the average introvert, right? So, because I do, I pick and choose, and a lot of times I'll be like, hey, I'm going to go to something, and I don't go because I don't feel like being around people, or I'll go somewhere. But that's not the point. Where's the point? So the point is we're talking about artists and getting out. So I think that's a thing too, because the internet is cool, but at the same time, people are scrolling, and it's hard to differentiate the person that's attached to this thing, which is whatever art you make. As opposed to sitting down, like if you're at a coffee shop, or if you, you know, want to go out and have some sort of adult beverage, or if you want to go out and have mozzarella sticks. And then I think also there's levels to that, because sometimes it's people are introverted, but then it's, I want to go to this thing, and then battling these anxieties and stuff like that, and overthinking it. And sometimes we just have to throw ourselves into the pot. And I say that to say, recently, I've gone out, you know, starting to get out a little bit more, and been doing some live drawing and live painting, and dropped and broke my phone and shattered that joint, I wasn't even goofing around. I was trying to go and do some live painting, or that's what happened, because I was painting the cover for this episode, which we'll do that just for context. And then I was actually drawing it, getting ready to paint it. And then, so, because you guys know, you do the drawing and then you paint on top of the drawing, but we're kind of all over the map. So going out, I got a chance to, you know, meet people and have some great conversations about art, and, you know, and not even just specific to art, but just community and things like that. And I think it's important to understand that a lot of times as artists, let me take that back, because I can't speak for everybody, but just because there are a lot of artists who don't have, like, artist communities. There are a lot of artists who are, you know, they're solo in the trees, just painting it up. And like I said, introverts by nature. But I think there are people who have, you know, artist friends, and they hang out and things like that. And that's important. But also, you know, expanding our networks, because if all of our friends are artists, then we're just selling to our friends, you know, like, or we're just trying to do that, or we, you know, like, there is value in that. And I would say some of my best friends are artists, or creators in some sense. But like, when I think about, like, all of, like, the people that I would probably call in case of emergency, with the exception of, like, probably one, most of them, you know, are artists. So Yeah. I think it's that's what I'm saying. It's important to expand these communities and create these relationships. I also recently started teaching. People have been asking me for years, James, you ever thought about teaching? James, James, you ever thought about teaching? You'd be such a great teacher, huh? Yeah, you should do that. But as many of you, we don't see ourselves the way other people see us. So in my brain, I looked at the people who I wanted to learn from, and I was like, well, if I ain't cooking like, you know, these particular artists, well, why would I teach? Like, what value is there in James teaching when you could just go to a person that James would learn from? And it took a while to kind of get that, and it came out of like necessity, me doing it, right? At first I was like, okay, because it was like one of my studio neighbors was like, hey, you know, I was like, hey, do you have that? And then they were like, hey, yeah, just let me get an art lesson. So we did a little trade up. And then, so it kind of came out of necessity. And I let them pick the subject. And they picked a lemon, right? So we went in. And it was really kind of fun because I never thought that I would be thrusted into that position, right? So it's like, if we're going to do this, let's do this. And a lot of times, like, people would go and at painting like that, you can actually do that in a 3-hour setting. But with me, I felt like I wanted to give the most that I could possibly give to this individual. Pause, right? So we went over, you know, like paint mixing. That was a key thing was, okay, we have this palette. We have the same brushes. We have the same pigments on our palette. But before we get set up, we need to make sure that there's consistency in our pigments. So we have our medium that we're using. And for those who don't know, because a lot of you guys do know, you're the choir, preach, tabernacle. But then a lot of you guys are just art lovers, or y'all, you know, you guys are coming here to kind of learn. So it's like the medium is whatever you want to mix with your oil paint. And that affects the viscosity of the paint, right? So if it's a high viscosity, okay, so let's, do you guys want me to do this? Should I do this? Okay, we'll do this since we're here. So it affects the viscosity of the paint, right? So high viscosity mediums, they give you a thicker body of paint. And when it's a lower viscosity, it's a lot thinner. It's more transparent. And it's a lot more, you know, it's a lot more fluid. So it just depends on what stage you're at in the painting, what you're looking for. And it's like I told one of my homies, here are the ones that I use, but you're going to have to use them all to figure out which one works for you. Because you guys have heard, like, you know, different artists, they talk about things like Neo McGilp, or they talk about things like Galkid or Galkid Light, or they talk about, you know, walnut oil, stand oil. Shout out to Russell Harris. He had talked about Merger's medium. And these are all things that we mix with our paint in a particular stage of the painting process. So with my student, it was like, okay, so we're going to mix up all of this. We're going to take like literally a dab. Like we took the tip of our palette knife and dipped it into the medium. So it just covered like the tip, not a lot, you guys, and then mixed that in. And, you know, my student was like, whoa, it takes that little amount to do this to the paint. And just these sort of exercises are things that teach us, and our brain opens up these neural pathways that are like branches to a tree, and then they can form other branches, right? The stronger that they get, but we have to form these initial branches. And from there, I think that we, you know, so we started, and did we draw the, we either, I think we drew in paint don't quote me, but it was like we drew in paint, I believe, and then we, you know, did like the basic paint with just some mineral spirits, because so you'll take like paint thinner, because a lot of times people think the stuff that we use, like either mineral spirits, a lot of times we call it mineral spirits, some people call it turpentine, which is not mineral spirits, it's like a paint thinner with odor. Mineral spirits is like an odorless paint thinner, but that does not mean that there are no fumes, you guys, okay? So just remember, if you're not using your mineral spirits, put the cap back on that. You know what I'm saying? We need that cap because fumes, you know, even though you don't smell them, that doesn't mean they don't exist. Just because I farted and you don't smell it, that don't mean I didn't fart. So put your caps back on. But anyway, and this is a lot of, we're all over the map, you guys. I'm trying to explain. So yeah, roll with me. Okay. So we do the painting, the first step, which is just like paint with paint thinner. And then on top of that, we start putting in like value, like the lights and the darks. And hopefully we can separate these things into three, a light, a mid-tone, and a dark, right? We're trying to be like Navy SEALs, KISS, keep it simple, stupid, okay? So simple, then specific. So we separated that, and it was pretty cool to see the learning curve of having to explain these things and then someone having to figure out, like, how do I translate this thing into what's in front of me. Like, I can see it, but let me put it on there. So, and it was kind of cool because I would have to stand back and look. And for me, I just let the, I'll give instruction and then I'll look. And then once I see, like, you know, my student kind of, you know, moving slow, like I did in the beginning stages, kind of like wandering around the painting aimlessly. Cause sometimes we can paint with intention, right? And then sometimes we can wander around the painting aimlessly. So when I see that, I'm like, okay, well, hey, here are the things you want to think about next. Like the shape of the lemon, it's not wrong. You just need to bring your background closer to the lemon. So those dark values, let's bring those closer to the shape. And then, oh, wow, then that, it tightens everything up. So, you know, during the second stage, we're putting down paint that's mixed with the medium, right? So that's giving us a little bit more body. And then in the third stage, we're putting down paint directly on top of paint. So we took, we did 2 3-hour classes, and it was real intense, you guys. I really threw the whole kitchen sink at my student. But I did that because of two things. Number one, if I can give you all of this information and you can, you know, digest 2% of it, then we're both better for it, you know. And I also believe that sometimes things will be in our brains and they'll click when we're ready for them to click. So the more seeds we're planting, you know, the more bountiful our harvest, right? So, oh man, smoke it if you got it, sip it if you got it. What's really good, you know, family, you know. Where'd my lighter go? Hold on, let me. Okay, cool. All right, so yeah, that was tight though. It was cool teaching. So if you guys are in the Fresno, California area, and you are interested in taking some basic or advanced drawing or painting classes, yeah, holler at me, man. So good stuff. And I feel like it's, you know, I'm just trying to give back, you guys. I've done this podcast hoping to help artists branch out and explore and expand their reach, you know, tell their stories, because visual artists, I feel like we're largely underrepresented. But anyway, yeah, if you guys are interested, I'm just trying to, you know, we just give back. So smoke it if you got it, sip it if you got it. Moving on. I think that's really important. art can seem selfish at times, right? Because we lock ourselves in these rooms and we focus on this flat surface and everything is secondary and we get in this flow state, right? But at the end of the day, I think that we are doing it, hopefully, to give something to the world, give beauty and share, and maybe in some regards talk about you know, the things that are that we see that are happening around us. I got a chance to go to the State of Downtown Fresno conference the other day, and it was pretty interesting. You know, it seems like a lot of development is happening. And I'll tell you guys this, because I don't, and I don't really do the politic game. I try to have respect for everybody, but as far as, like, you know, kissing butts and doing stuff like that, like, all schmooze, you know what I'm saying? But, like, you know, y'all know, man, and here's the thing, the same way I am on here, I am in real life. So that, yeah, okay. So anyway, it was interesting because being downtown, you know, in the fucking, the microcosm of the Miro district, there are a lot of businesses that are just struggling and striving and trying to stay open, you know, local mom and pop restaurants, you know, local corner stores, local spots selling all the things you need to get a quinceañera popping. You're like, hey man, and them quinceañeras popping, you know. But watching this, being in this place, the State of Downtown, you know, where everybody dropping money on sponsorships bags, and, you know, we paying to play, and I'm just chilling. I'm in here. I'm soaking it up, you know, like a fly on the wall, like paint on the canvas. And it was a little heartbreaking in the sense of, we have a beautiful community and Operation Gentrification is really in full effect. I mean, if you took this event's projection of what downtown Fresno is, you would think that there's only five businesses. And there's, I mean, like, certain ones that were highlighted on there, and I'll say all of them, the cool people, you know what I'm saying? I know some of the owners, I know some of the people who work there. I'm not saying this to take away from what the thing was, but what I'm saying is what it is, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, we can have, like, good and bad parts about this stuff. Like, you can highlight somebody that should be highlighted, right? Facts. And then you could also, like, be looking like, oh, okay, well, we about to come in, build all of this stuff that, like, none of the people who can't afford to be here can afford. And I think that's kind of what it, now that I'm thinking about it, it's like, okay, because you guys are hearing me process this out loud. Okay. So essentially, it's a plan to revitalize, air quote, downtown Fresno with new real estate, bring more occupancy down here because there's a big old wait list for people trying to live downtown, right? There's no housing, right? I mean, to the point, I was at a fast food chain the other day, and a homeless lady was in there, and the security guy came and he tried to kick her out. And she was like, there's no room at your homeless shelters. And there is no, like, there's a wait list. And she was going off. I was like, oh my God, like, pop your shit. Like, but at the same time, it ain't, I mean, he's a security guard. He don't own no homeless shelters. He's trying to feed his family. But I say that to say, there's this boom coming, right? And who's going to make this thing beautiful? Like, these artists are going to do these murals and these interiors, and they're going to do these sculptures, and they're going to do these, you know, features every month to, you know, bring new visuals to the businesses, you know? But will artists be able to afford to live downtown? And I think what's happening is, and we're seeing a trend across America, dilapidated areas get infested with graffiti, and then because of the urban appeal that is, you know, what is popular culture, then those areas get gentrified, right? But then these artists, they're not the graffiti writers. They were just doing it because there were warehouses there. And then now, boom, it's like, okay, now we got Airbnbs, we got Marriotts, we got the W's, we got, you know what I'm saying, all of that good stuff, and we charge in arms and legs. And the same thing is happening. We'll do these things. We'll make these restaurants look beautiful with our artwork. You know what I'm saying? We will do these murals and these facades of these businesses, but to what end? You know what I'm saying? And I think as artists, I talk to a lot of my big homies, like the cats that I look up to. And it's just like, it's a struggle. And I mean, like, even at this point in my career, I'm looking at them for guidance. And they're like, yo, James, like, I'm not even getting paid what I'm worth. And so you saying you're not getting paid what you're worth, like, well, it's part of the club. Like, and it's a thing. So I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. Like, what can we do as artists? Like, sure, you can say, like, all right, this job is worth X, Y, Z, and then they'll get, you know, new, like, what's Nancy Newbie, you know what I'm saying? Or, like, Nate the new guy to do it for whatever their budget is, you know what I'm saying? And that's fine, but I think, like, there's one thing to have a budget. It's another thing to have a budget and you just saying that that's what you can afford and you asking for way more. Like, if your budget is this, well, then what can we do for this? But, like, asking these artists to do, you know, million-dollar jobs in these, like, huge, you know, warehouses and buildings and stuff like that. And it's just like, man, you know, but they can't even afford to live in these areas. So, it's just, it's an interesting time to be in, you know? I mean, look at Van Gogh. You work hard, you don't sell a painting, you die. And then, like, now everybody auctioning off your, well, not everybody, but your stuff is auctioned off and it's, you know, moved around and it's rented. And yeah, so it's, these institutions are renting his paintings out. You know what I'm saying? Oh yeah, we got this. We're going to put it on tour. And I'm not saying, like, you guys know I'm trying to get in. I'm trying, but I can't. I'm always going to be me, and I'm always going to fight for the artists. So I'm not saying that there ain't cool institutions out there who, you know, try, who do give back, who do things, but I'm just speaking as a fish inside the bowl. You know what I'm saying? This is the landscape, and this is what I'm hearing. And you know, I'm having a lot of these conversations with people that I would love to do interviews with, but timing's just not right, you know, for an interview, for an episode. But that doesn't take away from us kicking it, you know, maybe having a drink, talking life, and still, you know, building that bond. So there are some things that are coming, some interviews that I've told you guys that I was about to do, and, you know, things, schedules got, but man, you know, I mean, that's going to make the experience a whole lot better. So artists, what do we do? People, what do we do? I don't have any answers. I'm just telling you guys from the artist side, because I feel like I've listened to a lot of these art podcasts and I hear either it's like the rock star artists who they're, you know, they killing it, right? Or it's like the art ladies who are capping, who are like, yo, I got this art community, subscribe to my art community, we're going to show you how to be an artist. But like, they're not really cooking like that, right? And then we got just cats in the trenches, you know what I'm saying? And you need the ones in the trenches to tell that real pulse, because a lot of times people are thinking, oh, these guys are showing art. Oh, I saw a painting for $3,500. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, they're not moving. So yeah, anyway, but they're making these restaurants beautiful. So I say that to say this, artists, you got to pound the pace with, hold on, wait, pounding the face, wait, hold on, pounding the pavement with your face, hitting the streets, got to get outside, right? That's a thing. But also, understand that you're going to get exploited. That's part of the thing. And a lot of these curators, you know, they're doing stuff. And every time I hear somebody say, like, I don't take commissions, it concerns me, because that means that you have no vested interest in me selling some work. Because if you taking some money, then you're going to be like, oh, yeah, man, I'm going to call up Leroy. I'm going to call up Johnny. I'm going to call up, you know what I'm saying, Amber. And I have all them come through. And, you know, we got this new art exhibit. And, you know what I'm saying, let me get my 20%. But the people who, and the thing is if we're not going to take 20%, then act like you are. You know what I'm saying? I think that's like important to these curators, because people reach out to me, you guys, and they email me, hey James, I want to pick your brain, you know, and they want to do these art events with no experience in the art world, never traveling around to any gallery showings, never having like a group of homies that they know to just make art. People just want to come in because everyone wants to be a part of something, right? And it's weird because I want to say myself excluded, because it's not like I've never like wanted to be a part of things. I think that it's just I do things, and those communities are byproducts of me doing a thing. So whether it's playing competitive fighting games or trying to be an MC or, you know, learning how to paint, these communities and trying to learn, they're just byproducts of that, because I'm a firm believer we need, you know, I mean, mentorship is super valuable. So I'm all over the map. I feel like I'm doing really good at not saying a lot of stuff, but saying a lot of stuff, because I think that this episode, not only things to think about, not only what I've seen, hopefully this podcast is kind of like a diary and helps everybody to see a little corner of this art world, because it's hard, you guys. I mean, they always told me, get your chops up, and we still working on that. And emails are being, I'm getting emails now, hey, yo, James, hey, yeah, you want to get in this group show? You want, even though you know what I'm saying, you ain't got all the accolades and plaques, we gonna put you on with some of the Fresno coats. So be looking out. And once they get the flyer and stuff like that, I will make some official announcements. But I've been invited to a pretty cool group show. I'm trying to think, is this group show tighter than the Art and BS group show? No, but there's some good people in there. No shade. I'm biased to the team. Okay, so anyway, moving forward. So we are doing things. I think, like, also one thing that I did notice, shout outs to Eli, is there are a lot of like art opportunities out here. And I was getting a lot of emails, hey, you know, here's some art opportunities, residencies, you know what I'm saying, things like that, where you can go. But the thing about these art opportunities is they all have application fees. And ain't that moving? No matter how qualified you are, there's just no way. So yeah, I'm trying to apply for some grants or something like that to try to help ease this stuff up, but nothing's guaranteed. And yeah, so I think as an artist, we have to have multiple irons in the fire. And let's talk about tote bags for a second, because I was hating on tote bags for a long time, and I still am hating on tote bags. I don't really care for them, but will I make them in the future? I might. Why? Because it's my art and I can do what I want to do, what I want to do, what I want to. The thing about these images that we create is having access to putting our images on different things. I mean, sometimes we just have to get people things in the capacity that they would enjoy, you know, and not to say that I will be putting everything on a tote bag, right? But I think that certain little, gift shop type items, you know what I'm saying, postcards and all that good stuff. I think that stuff is, if there's a, if there's a demand for it, you know what I'm saying, I should supply a little bit of that. So, yeah, still have a screen printing press. I have not burnt any screens yet. I need to clean all those screens out. I got a lot going on, y'all. So, is there anything else? There was something else I wanted to talk about besides these people, because I got real irritated and I was like, wait, back to you curators who are out here trying to milk artists. Oh, man. Okay. Just stop it. And I think the thing is that was my whole thing, is if we're going to not take any money, right, then let's act like let's put forth the same effort as if we are doing that. You know what I'm saying? And then also just communicate with people, because I think it's important if you're just getting started, that's one thing. But if you're in the game and you're telling people, well, like, hey, I have this network, or I have these people, and these people never are showing up, then we're just selling the dream to the artist and continuing to just spin everyone's wheels. Because, yeah, being outside is cool, but there's also providing the best possible diving board, you know, for our divers. And if we're trying to, you know, help people keep their lights on, then what are we really doing? Oh, man. Okay. So, other than that, yeah. And I think that it is. It's one of those things where everybody out here is trying to eat. So, I think about the developers and, like, the business owners and the people who are making the decisions to put art in these places. And it's like, hey, well, what are we really doing to try to help these artists? And even outside the doing the one and done transaction, hey, paint the inside of my restaurant. All right, thank you. Have a nice day. It's like, well, if the community, if we're helping each other, then we can actually keep moving. It's just like if there's a local restaurant and you go there and you're eating, man, let's just, I could just, okay, whatever. You know what? Actually, I retract all of that. Artists do things without any sort of expectation. Nobody owes you anything. Work hard, believe in yourself. And I think at the end, hopefully, the decency within your fellow man will shine through. Or maybe not, but I hope it will. Okay, so with that, is there anything else I want to talk about? Some paintings. Yeah, man. Oh. Painting larger. You know, moving forward, I think that a lot of times people have told me, James, you have big energy. Don't confine your energy. A lot of times. Ooh, y'all, I'm about to sizzle on y'all niggas. Ooh, it's my safe space. Okay, let's go. All right, so I think that having big energy, it's something that I never really considered in the form of my painting practice. And sure, I would do paintings on the side of trains and would try to go real big and yeah, all right, boom, boom, boom. But I think when I really dialed in and tried to get to the next level of this painting thing, I was focused on honing my skills in a small, in a small area of like space, and not trying to paint these huge, grandiose paintings, right? But we're putting energy onto these flat surfaces. you know, I mean, these are conversations from the Most High. You know, we're operating like antennas. This is the energy and the blessing from above, and it's coming through us, and it's going on to our canvases. So I've been thinking, am I doing myself a disservice by painting small all the time? If, you know, the Most High has granted me this big energy, what would happen if I put it on something that could hold it, right? Because I have no clue what's going to happen. So I think that that's what I've been experimenting, not with currently, but that's what I'm moving toward. I've been doing some drawings. I've been doing some thumbnails. I've been working out some ideas on how to hit y'all over the head with something, and we'll see. This might be the thing. So I don't know, but that is, it's very important, and I'm starting to look at my paintings a little bit more energetically as something that is inside me, and I'm able to put on, you know, on a surface in front of me, on this particular substrate. And it's hard to get away from that when you're able to look and you're like, oh, well, there's something. You tried to get this, and then you're learning these things, and then now you're able to apply them. Well, all right, there's this transference of energy and information that I'm translating from what I study, you know, like bringing the characteristics into fruition, right? So if that's the case, then let's really do it. So that's kind of where I'm at, you guys. And I painted a few paintings that were kind of stretches for me. There was a broken cup that I really, really liked, and I kind of wanted to make that the thing for this episode, the image, but it's not really what I'm on right now. But I will tell you, that painting, it means a lot. And I think it means a lot because art is this visual art thing, man, this thing painting. It's one of the few things where we start from scratch every time. And there is no do-over. There is no, I'm painting the same mountain in front of or for an audience over and over and over. And even if you do that, it's in different conditions. It's a different perspective, different lighting. Composition has changed, you know? The seasons might be a little bit more orange in there because it's fall. You know, the reds are popping. So starting over each time and having to work through a blank surface, you know, some line work, an ugly stage, and fight through this ugly stage to build, you know, and put muscle on these bones and a nervous system onto this thing, you know what I'm saying? A digestive system, and then flesh, and hopefully it breathes. Hopefully, you know, this panel makes someone feel something. That's where we're at. And looking within myself, and as all artists, we should be looking within ourselves. You should, whatever you do, if it's poetry, if you're a scholar, you know, and looking into, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly of a subject so you can understand it completely and not just have a one-sided misconstruction of it. I think that's important. The human condition, you guys, the more I do art, the more I look at myself in these things, and I wonder, you know, I mean, are these things, they're a product of me, but are they me? Are they, you know, imperfect and being built upon, and everything is everything. Everything is always changing. We're not one dimensional, you know what I'm saying? So you should be able to listen to Miles Davis, and then you should be able to listen to Primus, and then you should be able to listen to Whitney Houston, and then you should be able to listen to Mac Dre, you know what I'm saying? Or maybe some Dirk. You know, we're all where we are. We're complicated creatures and individuals. So as I make these paintings, you know, And that was the thing about that broken cup, is we spend these times with things, and that's it. That's this relationship. We view it. We have this intimate conversation with it, and we attempt to translate it. But it's not for us to own, you know? I mean, like, it's a feeling. It's like a human, right? Like, we interact with each other, we study, and we can learn from each other, this dialogue, right? But we're not here to, and you might even, some people talk beliefs and things like that, and that's fine, but I think that we're here to share love and, you know, and laughter, and through studying, you know, hard edges and soft edges and transition, light and shadow, reflected light, you know, cast shadows, core shadows. I think that that's what studying a broken cup yielded, and it reminded me of a person, you know, because I think that as a painting, it's like, there's a broken cup, and I might actually be the cover for this, because I'm really going into this cup. But I think that it's important, because having something that is your companion, right? This vessel that provides nourishment, that provides entertainment, that provides sometimes toxicity, right? Depending, you might have some vodka and soda in there and get turned up. You might have some Indian Coke in a mug, right? But this thing breaks, and it's like, it's still there. It's still in this realm, but it's never gonna be what it was, right? So you can either toss it, you can disregard it, or you can appreciate this beauty that it has now, and how your relationship with this thing is forever changed, which doesn't make it any less interesting. And it's important to still have an appreciation, even though things will never be the same. And all you can do is admire this thing. You can never have those moments of comfort, those moments of laughter, those moments of stability, those moments of pain. You know what I'm saying? Because that mug comforted you, right? And it was there. It was your accessory, right? It was your Cody, so to speak, your inanimate Cody. You know what I'm saying? So that was what was on my mind as I painted this thing, as I studied it. Because I had such a large spot in my heart for this particular mug, right? So it's a lot of double entendres in here, I hope, eh? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I say that to say the painting, I felt it was beautiful. When I stepped back, I felt happy, you know? And I felt happy at what I learned. And I was gracious. I was grateful, because that painting let me know what's possible. You know what I'm saying? Like, the capacity, you guys. It was real warm. I tried to, you know, paint some warmth in that, because, yeah. Dude, I'm popping shit. I hope y'all catching it. But yeah, great painting. Sometimes you have an idea as an artist, and it's looming in your heart. Sometimes these things, they're just bursting in our spirit, like electrons moving around a nucleus. You know what I'm saying? Moving around, you know what I'm saying? Proton, electron, moving around. Pow, 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 pow. Electrons moving around that John. You know what I'm saying? And we have to get them out. Like, these paintings, they require movement. They require motion, even though they're still. They're created through an act of movement, right? And that's us. Where our hearts beat. We have this stuff, so we gotta get it out. Because when you don't get it out, you attempt to divert your attention into other feelings, and other projects, and these projects that you haven't gotten out, haven't breathed life into, they begin to, you know, they can take away, and they can become they can fester like a piece of fruit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, get that joint out there, get that off your chest, and then, you know, you feel a lot better about yourself. So boom, there we go. There's that. What else? You in it, they throat, little dog. I ain't mad at ya. I think that's it. Where we at? 105. We talked shows. We talked, what do you call that? Oh, yeah, I did go to a house. Yeah, 420. That was kind of tight. You know, shout out to the homies. Hosted a fantastic 420 event. Hella Fresno, you know what I'm saying? Jan Roski. Yeah, shit was great. They had the, that cookies gravity bong thing that looks like a, like you flip it over. It's like, it looks like a big pill, like the, like with water in it, and you flip it over. And man, I was up that night. I got toasted. And shout out to the dude who passed out. I was like, okay, man, that dude, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you really, you the real MVP. We ain't new to this. We true to this. So yeah, I think that's about it. Art Hop next week. Paint your heart out. And I think that. Ooh, hold up. Okay, hold on. Wait. We got one more segment because I feel like this is a good one. This is a good one. Because we got listeners around the world. You know what I'm saying? Shouts to Tennessee. Shouts to Texas. Shouts to Pacific Northwest. Cincinnati, I see you. You know what I'm saying? Arch, St. Louis, Arch City was popping. Indianapolis, Circle City holding it down. All my California cats from Fresno to LA to the Bay. You know it's good. Japan was popping. Australia was good. Netherlands, UK, keep it hood. So I think a lot of times as artists, not only are we documentarians of this stuff, but we can also be peacemakers, right? Don't believe everything you hear. And sometimes think, I don't want to tell you how I think, but sometimes ask yourself, what am I not seeing? What am I not hearing? What am I not? And you know what's crazy? There's a lot of wild stuff I really want to get into. And I think we'll do that on Patreon. So I got a lot of wild stuff to get into. And the thing about, if you guys are interested in the Patreon, interested in Patreon episodes, you could subscribe to the Art and BS Patreon for the low price of $5. You know what I'm saying? And you get access to all the bonus segments. You want to hear failed stories of people selling crack? Sign up for Patreon. You want to hear, you know what I'm saying, cats hitting the George Washington Bridge? Check out the Patreon. You want to hear Gamble almost getting kidnapped in Africa? Sign up for Patreon. Oh, dude, that Party Time episode with me, Vegan, and Jason Graham. That, oh my God, what was big kicking it? Sign up for Patreon. So yeah, but those are all good episodes, and I think I'm getting a better formula as far as how to do this podcast, because I didn't know, man, and this has all been a working, thing. So we'll be back next week. You could be anywhere on the internet, but you're here with us, and we appreciate that. Catch us again. Same BS time, same BS channel. Once again, this is some shit I just thought of, y'all. Scientific fiction that's not admissible in no court of law. I'm out of here like Vladimir. James Gerald's over and out. I told you from the dough. I told you from the get-go. You don't gotta go home, but you gotta go.
Art and Bullshit Podcast.